kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sipagan niyo lang, tas huwag kayong surrender agad. Like, may plan talaga si God na ibibigay sa iyo na job. Hindi pa now, maybe marami mang rejections, but hopefully may employer or makakuha talaga tayo ng job.
Ang paghahanap ng trabaho sa Australia ay maaaring maging mahirap, lalo na sa mga entry-level position. Mahalaga na magkaroon ng malinaw at maayos na resume upang mapansin ng mga employer. Marami naghahanap ng trabaho ang sumusubok din sa casual work, internships o part-time roles para magkaroon ng karanasan at mapabuti ang kanilang tsansa na makakuha ng permanenteng trabaho. Ngunit kahit may maayos na resume at pagsusumikap sa pag-a-apply, mahirap pa rin ang realidad. Ayon sa Anglicare Australia, napakababa ng tsansa ng mga naghahanap ng entry-level na trabaho. Ipinakita sa kanilang ulat noong Nobyembre 2025 na sa bawat bakanting entry-level, may 39 na naghahanap ng trabaho at karamihan sa kanila ay matagal nang tumatanggap ng job seeker payments. Ipinapakita nito na kahit determinado ka sa buhay, ay maaaring mahirapan sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Ang unang rekomendasyon ng Anglicare Australia ay gumawa ang gobyerno ng dekalidad na entry-level na trabaho. Iminungkahi ni Casey Chambers, Executive Director ng Anglicare Australia, na ang mga entry-level na posisyon sa care economy ay isang magandang oportunidad. Sa kabila nito, marami ring Filipino international students ang nagsusumikap makahanap ng trabaho sa Australia. Isa na dyan, si Maria Fe Cabates na kumukuha ng early childhood education.
So simula talaga nang dumating ako is ang hirap talaga mag-apply. Tas iba yung ano nila dito, qualifications like that. Tas yung ginawa ko lang is waiting din, nagwa-walk in. Tas just apply and apply, try and try until may opportunity, may mga employer na mag-a-accept sa'yo. So currently, nag-aano pa lang ako, nag-a-apply din. Waiting na lang po ako because may mga requirements din na nire-required ng mga employers. So, sinasubmit ko pa lang yun or tinitipon ko pa lang yun.
At katulad ng ibang karanasan, may mga rejection din sa application ni Maria Fe.
Oh yeah, ang dami din rejections. Like, na-reject ako twice sa child care, sa center. First ko rejection, then the second one is sa restaurant. Then, yun, mahirap kasi, like, dito wala kang, like, most of the students here, international students here, walang family. So, nafe-feel ko din yung homesick, like, nami-miss ko yung family ko sa Pinas. So, hinahandle ko yun by praying to God and surrender to Him. Yun talaga.
At kahit tila maraming ups and downs sa kanyang paghahanap ng trabaho, patuloy pa rin sa pagpasa ng kanyang resume si Maria Fe.
Yung nagmumotivate lang po sa akin is yung family ko talaga sa Pinas. Lahat sila andun sa Pinas. Then, yung kasama ko lang dito is yung auntie ko lang. So, nagmumotivate sila sa akin by pursuing my goals. They are very supportive sa dream ko na dito talaga sa Australia. To pathway to PR po.
Palaisipan kung bakit sa dami ng bakanting trabaho sa Australia, pahirapan pa rin makakuha ng posisyon ng mga tao, lalo na ang mga migrante. Ito ang sinagot ni RG Renod, isang migration lawyer at malapit sa komunidad ng mga Filipino sa Melbourne. Siya ay nagbigay din ng paunang tips sa pagbuo ng iyong resume.
I think ang biggest na na-identify ko, so I'm a migrant myself, so I think ang biggest na na-identify ko in terms of trying to look for jobs is yung a lot of our potential employers are looking for local experience talaga. So I think that's the biggest barrier. So if I have a tip na lang na ipoprovide sa ating mga international students, I think first is mag-volunteer tayo. Number two is expand our network. A lot of my jobs and opportunities came from my network as well. So I think it's very important to also consider yung mga networks natin. The other thing actually is that I would also suggest taking on temporary roles. two of my, when I first moved to Australia, I actually did a temp work. And then a few of the temp works that I've done, they actually offered me full-time employment after. So if you do well, willing to work naman, I think it's a very helpful avenue to find opportunities.
Sa pagbuo ng resume, meron ding tinatawag na cover letter. Bakit ba mahalagang elemento ito sa pagpapasa ng aplikasyon sa Australia?
But I think to stand out, if I will have a tip, yung when we do a cover letter, I think it's really important to identify kung ano yung in-advertise ng employers natin and actually address it in the cover letter. A lot of us will have one cover letter and we send it to everybody. But if we just take 5-10 minutes to actually change the cover letter so that it will become very specific to that employer, I think your CV and your application will more likely stand out. Because that's your opportunity to actually introduce yourself. Before the interview, wala ka namang opportunity. You're just saying, here's my experience, this is my CV. But if you take a little bit of time, and you can do like a cover letter where you basically put in as much about yourself as you want, and then you edit it as needed by what's advertised. And I think it's really important because that's an opportunity for you to be able to introduce yourself without the interview process.
Ano ba mga patuloy na in-demand na trabaho sa bansa na maaaring pagpasahan ng resume kung ikaw ay isang job seeker?
It's always in demand yung mga personal care assistants, health industry, even like ang Department of Home Affairs, they've actually said na they're looking to prioritize applications from the health industry. So I think health is always number one. I think also we're looking at, there was a period na yung mga sa hospitality industry was also needed, and I think it's still needed at the moment. So I think that's really where they should focus. I also understand na at the moment, I think ang barrier talaga for new entrants is really that local experience. So once again, if we can show that we've had experience, even if it's a volunteer position, I think that would really help as well. Yes.
At sa oras na makakuha ka ng trabaho, may mahalagang paalala si RG.
We have to remember na yung coworkers natin, I always think of them as my customers as well, that we're there to make their life easier. So if we're there and working and we're, instead of contributing, we're making it harder for them, then more likely than not, we're not going to be successful naman in our endeavor. But if we consider that our coworkers, our employers are our customers, and we're there to make their life as easy, contribute, then I think more likely than not, we're going to be successful.
Sa huli, naniniwala sina Maria Fe at RG na hindi dapat mawala ang determinasyon sa kahit anong bagay, lalo na kung ikaw ay naghahanap ng mapapasukang trabaho sa Australia.
Like, I think it's good luck, first of all, in your job hunting. It's also important, really, na hindi tayo mahiya to ask questions, to ask for help, reach out sa network. I think, especially in Victoria, I find na it's very important yung mga networking na ginagawa natin. Referrals for jobs, madaming mga opportunities that came to me that were just referred to me. Now, if there's someone already speaking on your behalf, more likely than not, magpipay attention yung employer sa'yo, and he will give you and will look at you with better lens, and more likely than not magiging successful ka naman. So reach out to your network, don't be afraid to ask for help as well, because we're all I think we all have the same story. We're all migrants, we tried our very best, and I think there's a willingness naman sa community natin to help those in need.
Sipagan niyo lang, tas huwag kayong surrender agad. Like, may plan talaga si God na ibibigay sa iyo na job. Hindi man now, maybe marami mang rejections, but hopefully may employer or makakuha talaga tayo ng job.
And lastly, bakit Australia?
Yeah, why Australia? Because Australia is a lot of opportunities, right? Then educational system nila is higher. They are well known worldwide or internationally. So, Australia kasi, andito din yung family ko. May family din ako, relatives, I mean. Then, ang daming opportunity talaga at benefits sa Australia. So, that's all.
Para naman sa job seekers, mahalaga pa rin ang maayos na resume, pagsubok sa iba't ibang trabaho at patuloy na paghahanda para makahanap ng tamang oportunidad. Ang mga impormasyon sa podcast na ito ay gabay lamang para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa inyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa mga eksperto at ahensyang kinauukulan. Martin Tuanyo, SBS, Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.